Feliz Cinco de Mayos, amigos. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. The next time you're headed to a Disney destination, especially Walt Disney World, check out the great agents over at the Magic for Less. Drop by their website, themagicforless.com. Check out all the great specials. There are still possibilities for free dining for select dates August through December of 2017 at select Walt Disney World resorts. I just got free dining for a couple of guests earlier this week, so it is possible. So check it out and work with a great agent who is going to be an advocate for you to get you in the best Disney vacation package possible at the lowest price, whether it's Enchanted Escape discount, free dining, even annual pass holders, and much more. I promise I'm going to work hard for you to get you an amazing Disney vacation, whether it's Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney, but especially Walt Disney World. We're going to have a great time planning this vacation, and I thank you so much for your support. Drop by themagicforless.com today. Fill out that free, no obligation quote. We're going to have a great time planning that next Disney adventure. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprizeadvisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1167 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Again, happy Cinco de Mayo. That's right. It is the happiest Fuente day of the year. You know where you're going to find me a little bit later on tonight. That's right. Sarita's going to be serving us up at Las Fuentes here in Florissant, having the Mexican. You know what? It's not even like a big deal, though, because we have it three nights a week. But I just love Mexican food. I love that environment. It's going to be a ton of fun. Hopefully you have a great Cinco de Mayo wherever you are in the world. But do be safe, you know, have a designated driver if you're going to do a little drinking and just enjoy that. Today's a great day to have some chips and guac, and oh, I love Cinco de Mayo. So we got to get this show in. Fortunately, we're talking about food to get you prepared. The question is, will Pecos Bills make the list? I don't know. We'll have to see. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. Ricky, do you guys go out for Cinco and have some chips and salsa?
Well, my mother-in-law is in town, so we probably will.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, we probably will.
Yeah. So they're the ones from the Ozarks, right? From down Springfield?
Correct. Yes. Well, no, they live at the Jefferson City.
Yeah, so, it's a hotbed for Mexican food. I'm telling you, Central Missouri.
I'm sure. Yes, Central Missouri is definitely the hotbed for Mexican food. So.
All right.
There's that.
Also joining us from another place where Mexican food lives and thrives, we have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, checking in from lovely Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What's going on, Pam?
Yeah, we have some great Mexican spots here, I will say, in the Pittsburgh area. A couple local-ish chains that we really, really enjoy, so I'm sure we'll be hitting one of those tonight and looking forward to it and trying to get ready for the cruise. I think it'll put us in a cruise state of mind.
You know what? Speaking of that, though, here's my one beef with cruises. And this isn't just Disney Cruise Line. This is Royal, too. They need a Mexican cantina on those ships. It would be a gold mine. I mean, seriously, they have all these like specialty venues, you know, everywhere in a ship. You know, these like, you know, like you go on like an Oasis class ship with Royal or Freedom class ship. They'll have 29 bars on the thing. You know what I want? And I think I've said this on the podcast before. I want a replica of the bar that was on the Pacific Princess on the Love Boat with a guy that looks like Gopher serving him up back there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was chips and salsa all day long. You could even have chips and salsa at 5 o'clock in the morning. Who cares? 8 o'clock in the morning. Doesn't matter. It's not siesta. It's a party. It's a fiesta all day, all night. But there needs to be a place where you can get tacos, burritos, chips and salsa, guac 24/7 on a cruise ship. I'm craving Mexican food so bad on a cruise ship. And the only night you get it on Disney Cruise Line on pirate night, like I go crazy because that's really the only night to get like tacos or anything. So that's just
I know me. It's weird. And they have a great one on the Oasis class ships. I mean, there's a really great Mexican themed spot there. But when we're on the Fantasy, you will get to see La Piazza, which is an Italian.
I thought that was Italian. I'm like, is it Mexican? I don't know.
No. So it's Italian. And maybe that will be, plus there'll be the UK style pub available there, the Tube. So, I mean, you'll get a little bit of a flair, an international flair, but it's not quite the flair that you want when we go to Paradise Beach.
Oh, yeah. No, I guarantee you, because we're doing Amazing Race, we're going to hop over to Paradise Beach. I will be having all kinds of Mexican goodies on the Cozumel Day because I got to survive. So that will be happening. So everybody
you
else,
walk
let's
away
go.
And your bill will be like $40.
Exactly. That's the truth. Yeah, exactly. I'll have eaten seven times as much as I do at Las Fuentes, and it'll cost, you know, what one meal does here in St. Louis. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
Oh, so good. Anyway, well, hey, we're talking food today. And of course, last week we talked about our best values for the one credit table service options down at Walt Disney World in regards to the Disney dining plan. If you're using that, you want to use it to the max and get a great value out of it. And a lot of folks had a lot of great conversation on our Facebook page. We got a lot of great suggestions, and folks tended to enjoy the show and help them plan their fall trips. You know, you might have free dining, you might be paying for the Disney dining plan, getting a room discount, something like that. But we just want to help you think about things. You know, maybe something gets brought up that, you know, I haven't thought about that place in the last few years. Maybe we need to give that one another shot. So today we're talking about quick service meals, you know, counter service meals where you go up to the counter, place your order, take your food, sit down and dine. So we're going to be all over the theme parks. We're going to be all over the resorts. So let me start with Ricky. Ricky, what's one of those places? And of course, there's some places that get mentioned all the time over and over, but we're looking for a good value. When I'm thinking about that, I don't know what you're thinking, but I'm thinking of not only the food, but also like quality of food, quantity of food. But I'm also thinking of environment, because even though it's a counter service restaurant or quick service, I still enjoy a good environment. You know, I don't want it to be sterile. I don't want it to be like eating in a White Castle here at home. I want it to be something that's fun, and it's still an experience, which
so
is a lot of those places.
So not ABC Commissary. Not, well, what you're saying. Yeah, don't go there. Yeah.
Some people like it.
I don't.
Can you still get the...
I don't either. I think it's horrible.
Well, can you get the steak there? I think you can, right?
Huh?
You can still get
what?
The steak
Stop
there, right?
It. No!
No, go ahead. Yeah, I'm just saying. So Ricky, lead us off with a strong... Give us a contender for a great quick service meal down at Walt Disney World.
Oh, yeah, I have to, because the horror, the thought of eating steak at ABC Commissary. Good night. Okay, so I am going to go with probably, I think, what everyone's number one answer is on this one, and that really is Be Our Guest restaurant. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, podcast, but I'm saying that because I really do think that, especially if you're on the Disney dining plan, let's be honest, if you want this to be kind of your main meal at lunch, I think that you can really do pretty well here. I think you can fill up pretty good with some of the options that they have, but it's more of a, you know, kind of semi-expensive restaurant. The theming is totally on point. I mean, you know, you walk in there and it is just like you're walking into the ballroom or, you know, the West Wing or wherever. And I love the theme of the restaurant. Of course, you know, I may be a little biased, but whatever. And then, you know, you've got the whole, you can order ahead of time there, or you can place your order at the kiosks. And then that you sit down and then they bring it to you, which is always an awesome thing. They've got great desserts in their cupcakes, which I think are fantastic as well. Get the Master's cupcake. And my favorite thing to get there is actually the braised pork. I think is what it is, or it's, I'm looking it up right now, actually, as we speak, but it's some sort of pork, and it's quite delicious, and it's quite filling for lunch. Yeah, the braised pork. It's 8 hours slow cook with mushrooms, onions, carrots, and bacon, served with mashed potatoes and green beans for $16.99. Now, again, kind of expensive for lunch, but if you want that to be kind of your main meal, it's totally filling, and you're going to be last. I mean, it's going to last you, you know, grab a snack later on. You're fine.
You know, and that's actually a strategy for the dining plan. You know, if you want to maximize your credits, some days you could get like kind of like a heavier lunch, like you just mentioned, and then snack your way around dinner time. You know, that's the thing, exactly. Is that you don't have to always have like the three squares down at Walt Disney World, because there's so many good snacks everywhere.
And you're going to be full a lot of the time too.
Especially in the summertime.
There are so many snacks.
Yeah, because we go in the summer and like, you know, like I'll eat meatloaf because I love meatloaf from 50s Primetime. But then I'm like, oh. It's 100 degrees,
why?
And I just ate
why
meatloaf.
Did I do this?
I know, yes. And then I'm going to ride Tower because I have a fast pass. What am I thinking? There's something wrong with that picture. All right, so here I'm going to throw this one in because I'm scared Pam's going to take it, because I'm trying to think of things outside the box, because I want you to think about different places to use these credits. And I'm heading over to Coronado Springs to Pepper Market, because that's one of those places that has great food. Speaking of Mexican food, Cinco de Mayo, they have great taco stand, great nachos. So if you want Mexican, Pepper Market's the place to go. But they also have a lot of other options, and it is quick service, because you go up to the counter, you place your order, you get it kind of, not really cafeteria style, kind of more like a modified food court style, but it's like a step up from a food court. So lots of great options. Of course, you can look up the menus on themouseforless.com, but I would say don't discount going over to Coronado Springs and having Pepper Market for the night, because, you know, it's a great place to walk around. It's beautiful at sunset. You could have a nice meal there, and, you know, you're hop, skipping, a jump from Epcot in the studios for a night, you know, with fireworks or something. So, Pam, was Pepper Market on your radar? I was scared you were going to steal that one for some reason.
No, I mean, it is one of my choices, but I have plenty,
okay.
Plenty. This is our area of expertise. So if we can't come up with some, you know, stuff to give to folks, I don't know who can. So
all right, so give yours now. What do you got?
So I'm going to go to over to Disney Springs and recommend Wolfgang Puck Express. First of all, this is a fantastic use of your quick service credit. There are some great high value in terms of quick service options there, like a bacon wrapped meatloaf. Mike, have you had that one yet?
No, but man, does that sound good, because I love meatloaf. Put some bacon on it and I'm in.
Right. And it's served with mashed potatoes, and it has a port wine sauce and some onion rings. But that's a $16 entree. And when you're looking at the price of your quick service options, that's a great one. They also have an oven roasted salmon, which is served with a cauliflower puree. Again, this is a $20 option. So, I mean, great choices. A half rotisserie chicken. They have cavatappe with chicken Alfredo. So again, really, really great choices. And we always find the food there to be incredible. And besides those big entrees, they also have great pizzas, lots of different kinds. Of course, the barbecue chicken pizza, which Wolfgang Puck really made famous, but all kinds of other pizzas too. And they have some great sandwiches. They also have some fantastic salads. They have a turkey cob salad, which I frequently get, a Greek salad, a barbecue chicken salad, a chinois salad, which is kind of has an Asian theme, but just some solid, solid choices there. And for me, again, we talked about this, of course, with the table service restaurants, but one of the things that makes a quick service meal so valuable is sometimes the dessert. Now, Disney changed the quick service plan so that the dessert is not included, but you can use one of your snack credits for it. And this is still a good thing to do if you have a higher priced dessert that you may want to try. And Wolfgang does. It has, you know, a creme brulee. It has a vanilla bean cheesecake. So it has some good options there too. So I think that that's always a good place to try. They actually bring the food to you if you eat at the one that's in, you know, kind of in the, what was the marketplace location of Disney Springs, and they'll bring it right to you. So I think that's another plus, just a great location.
Good call. Again, it's making me hungry. I could go for some pizza.
I know, me too. And they, you know, I will mention too that they have a great breakfast too. So again, another good spot just for that.
All right, so Ricky, Jennifer's asking, is Polite Pig a counter service because or a quick service meal on the Disney dining plan? Because I don't see it on the list, but it's so new that maybe it's just not on this list. Do you know about that one?
Yeah, it is new. And there was definitely, I know that there was some talk online. It was a quick service entitlement or not. And the Polite Pig actually mentioned a couple of times to people that were saying that it was a table service credit. It is a quick service credit. So it is counter service.
There you go. Yep. So I haven't had that yet. So it sounds good.
Yeah,
all right.
It
so,
does.
Man, there's so many to pick from. You know what? Now I'm kind of looking at them broken down by park. Animal Kingdom might have some of the best counter service of any of the four theme parks.
Yeah.
As I'm looking like,
I would agree with that.
As a package. Like, so I'm trying to come up with one more. So Ricky, give us another because we're going to do a few more. But yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
I was totally going to go Animal Kingdom.
Okay, good. Because there's a lot of them there. I mean, they have a good choice of counter service.
They absolutely do. And I think that the best money, you know, best for your money on the dining plan is actually going to be Flame Tree Barbecue. I mean, seriously, looking at the menu, first of all, the food is delicious. But, you know, looking at the menu, I mean, you can get the St. Louis rib dinner, which is $18.99, and you get ribs and baked beans and coleslaw and jalapeno cornbread. You can get the ribs and chicken combo, which is $16.49. You can do I don't know if this one is on the dining plan or not, but it sounds delicious. It's the ribs, chicken, and pulled pork sampler, where you get pulled pork, chicken, and ribs. It's $19.99. That sounds delicious.
Wow. So,
yeah, it is.
Yeah, that sounds right up my alley. The half a chicken is $13.99. So, I mean, you really can get some good deals if you're, you know, on the dining plan and going to Flame Tree Barbecue. So I maybe wouldn't get the desserts here because I think they're just your standard, you know, I think it's the lime mousse that's like bright green. So you may want to avoid the desserts here, but I would definitely come here for just the quick service meal alone.
Yeah, and they have a lot. I mean, well, we'll save it till the end, but there's a lot of good choices at Animal Kingdom as far as quick service. So I'm going to throw one in here that, again, bouncing over to Disney Springs. Boy, have they come on in the last year or two with dining. Man, it is
It's
a dining destination. But I'm going to say Bongo's Cuban Cafe. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking about last week because it was right. The picture was right in the middle of my screen. No, I'm actually going to go with Deluxe Burger, you know, because that's a place kind of expensive, very good. And, you know, you can walk right up. And it's one of those things that I think everybody, you know, unless you're like vegan or, you know, you're like Paige and doesn't eat hamburgers, you know, most people.
She doesn't eat hamburgers?
She doesn't. I know. It's something's wrong with her little brain.
Okay.
But,
and
she's not vegan or anything. You know, I could understand if she was. She's just picky is what it is. You know, she needs like a label besides picky, but she doesn't have one. But, you know, Deluxe Burger is right there. It smells good. It's a cool little atmosphere. It's almost like a little house. And you just go in there and have some good burgers and fries, and they got unique flavors. You know, they're sliders, but they're real thick sliders with distinct tastes, and it's a good value on the quick service dining plan. So I'd go over to Deluxe Burger. All right, Pam, give us another. What are you thinking?
So I'm going to give you one that's at one of the resorts, and this is Gasparillo Island, which is over at the Grand Floridian.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that this is a solid, solid choice for a number of reasons. First of all, if you're at the Magic Kingdom and you don't feel like eating at one of the choices there at the Magic Kingdom, it's just a monorail ride away from the Magic Kingdom and really would be a nice way to kind of break up your day, you know, spend some time in the AC there at Gasparillo Island Grill. Enjoy walking through the beautiful grounds and the lobby there at the Grand Floridian. And then you can head back to what is sometimes the craziness of the theme parks, right? But this is also on my list because it has some great choices. They had redone the location a few years back and kind of really expanded it and made it, you know, offered a lot more choices. And I think that the resort really needed that because it is such a large resort. But they have some solid entree choices. Of course, they have a number of flatbreads that you can have. But they have a mahi-mahi Reuben, which I think is really an interesting thing. Instead of the pastrami, they have, of course, the mahi-mahi there and a cabbage slaw. But it's still served on the marble rye, which is... It sounds really good. They have a chicken and brie sandwich. Again, this sounds like a great option. It's served with fries and it comes on a brioche bun. They have an artisan burger for the burger lovers, which has some bacon and cheddar and things like that on it. They also have some other standard sandwiches and a create your own salad location right there at this counter service location. And I think that those are a big hit too. And again, this is a location that has some yummy desserts and some desserts that you just don't see everywhere else. I've seen some cupcakes at this location that I haven't seen at other locations, but they also had some other desserts, which again will be a use of your snack credit, but not a bad use of your snack credit if you're craving a little something sweet after your meal. So give guests a really
grill. It was their chocolate mousse cakey pie thing. Oh my goodness. It was so good.
Yeah, right? And that's not something that you see at all different quick service restaurants. I mean, I've gone into that location and just been like, wow, why am I not seeing this everywhere?
Because yep, I've only seen exactly.
It here. So those Grand Floridian folks are tricky. They create some special desserts that were only available there. So I think that's a solid choice for your quick service meal.
All right, so let's play a little game here. So I'm going to read the quick service or counter service restaurants at Epcot. And you have to pick one. Which one do you think is the best right now? So here they are. There's quite a few. Electric Umbrella, the Fife and Drum Tavern, Fountain View, Katsura Grill, Kringle Bakery, La Cantina del San Angel, La Haas, whatever, the patisserie in France. I can never say it. Las Halles Boulangerie, patisserie, whatever. Liberty Inn, Lotus Blossom Cafe, Pomegranate Refreshments, Refreshment Cool Post, Refreshment Port. That's all those things by Test Track. Summerfest, Sunshine Seasons, Tangerine Cafe, or the Yorkshire County Fair or Fish Shop. Ricky, which one of those would you pick right now? Is like, you get one. Which ones? Yes. So you have one credit. What are you going to use to get the best bang for that credit at Epcot?
So I'm going to Sunshine Seasons. And the reason is because I love all the unique options they have there. Not that they don't have unique options all around World Showcase, but they really have some just really great things. You know, whether you're wanting kind of Asian entrees or, you know, they have their, like, the grill area where they usually have like a pork and a chicken, and they just have really great options there. But the reason why I am saying that you should go here is kind of like what Pam said earlier. You the dessert isn't necessarily included, sure. But here you want it to be, because this is where, yeah, make your money back in your stomach, because they have so many great options to choose from that are included. So you get an awesome, you know, meal with the grill, you know, whether you stop at the grill or, you know, the Asian area or wherever, and then you get an awesome dessert from their bakery section. Hello, you have a perfect meal right there. I'm telling you, I love Sunshine Seasons for that purpose.
That is true. Those then just to look at their desserts, they're beautiful. And then they do taste good, because I've had them in there too. They're good. You're right. Yes. That's a good call when you think of that. Pam, what are you going to pick out of those? You can't. So Sunshine Seasons off the board. What of the leftovers? Yep. So what are you picking?
So I then will go to one of my other favorite locations at Epcot, and that is the Tangerine Cafe. First of all, this is just a solid, solid choice anytime, whether you have the dining plan or not. But they have these shawarma platters, and they feature either chicken or lamb, and then all these other things that are with it on the side. It's so awesome. So you get hummus and tabbouleh and a couscous salad and some pita bread. I mean, it's awesome. They're very, very tasty and just, you know, a great choice. They also have some wraps, like a Mediterranean chicken wrap. They have a vegetarian platter. They have Mike, your Mexican tacos, which is the Mediterranean falafel wrap.
Yes. That's it. Soft tacos.
But they also have a Mediterranean sliders combo and a kefta sandwich. So, I mean, just so many great choices here. And those platters are big. I mean, they're definitely large enough to split. So I think that's a great choice.
And the thing is, too, is like our Facebook Live is blowing up over Tangerine Cafe. When we brought up this show and we're, you know, started it, that's all we kept hearing is Tangerine Cafe is my go-to. Not only on the Disney Dining Plan, people are saying if you're paying out of pocket. Not only does this have some of the best food in World Showcase counter service, restaurants, but also it's a great value paying out of pocket. So that's when you have for that sure. combination, then you have a really, and it's also because again, at the top of the show, I said environment counts, and you know, Morocco is probably the most themed out of all the 11 World Showcase countries.
It really is. And it has a beautiful little courtyard to sit in, and you can people watch and have lunch at the same time. And there's not a much better combination there in Epcot for that. So love that.
All right. So in honor of Cinco de Mayo, I'm going with La Cantina de San Angel. I love it because it's got outside seating. You know, you got a beautiful view of World Showcase Lagoon there. You can get, I don't know what I get. Sometimes I get nachos. Sometimes I get like the taco meal. I just love Mexican food. And you can, of course, get a margarita there and sit outside in the Florida sun and just enjoy it. So that's going to be my pick for Epcot. Now let's do the same thing at the Magic Kingdom. So here we go. Got to throw out Be Our Guest. Ricky hit that one off the top of the show. So for what's left, you have Casey's Corner, Columbia Harbor House, Cosmic Rays, the Friar Nooks, the Friar's Nook, that should be, Golden Oak Outpost, the Lunching Pad, Main Street Bakery, Pecos Bills, Pinocchio's Village House, Tomorrowland Terrace, or Tortuga Tavern. It's a lot of T's. Pam, out of those, where are you going to use that one quick service credit today?
So I'm going to Pecos Bills just because I'm in a Mexican frame of mind. And since they made the switch to the more Tex-Mex themed, you know, kind of entrees, I like them. I mean, you know, we go in and Steve and I typically will split like the chicken fajita platter, and with the toppings bar there, by the time you add your salsa and guacamole and other things, it just is something that we all know, we enjoy, and we find ourselves going back there again and again. They also have tiny little churros that you can dip in chocolate yes. sauce. I mean, oh, hello.
Yes, those are so good. Those are so good. I need some of those like in the freezer at the house.
Right. So, I mean, but they also have, you know, they have a Southwest burger, they have burritos, they have a taco burger, they have a Southwest salad with beef or chicken, and they also have nachos. And I will say some days a big plate of nachos makes a fine, fine meal. I will just, you know, put that out there. So if you're craving something like that, I think Pecos Bills is the place to go. Plus, you run into it every 5 minutes when you're in the Magic Kingdom, don't you?
Exactly. You know, and it tastes so good, like at 8 o'clock at night in the summer, like a big plate of nachos, you know, like, oh, I don't need this. Yeah. You know what it is? It's fourth meal. It's like what Taco Bell does to you. You know, it's like, I've already had dinner 3 hours ago. I need nachos. I'm on vacation. I'll be having ice cream at 10 at the plaza, but hey, I need nachos to tide me over. So Ricky, let me ask you this. I have a question about Pecos Bills, seriously. So are they missing the mark by not having the old hamburger, like the big thick hamburger, like a bacon double cheeseburger? Because back in the day, that's kind of what they were known for. They made the switch to the Tex-Mex. Should they have a combo of both? Or are they doing the right thing going all in on the Tex-Mex?
Well, first of all, they added a hamburger option back to the menu, at least one. They may have added two. So I know that for those who would like a hamburger, I think that the hamburger like says it has, you know, some sort of guacamole or something on top of it. But if you don't want that, I'm sure that they would be happy to get you just a regular burger if you went there. So you're going to be fine. However, I personally love that they are offering something different at Pecos Bills. First of all, I love, love, love their Mexican there. I think it's, you know, or whatever they pass off as Mexican. I think it's really, really good. And I like the variety, you know, like you said, Mike, you know, when we were talking earlier, you said something about how you wish the Disney Cruise Line had like Mexican options. You know, it's just, it's one of those things where you like that it's there. You appreciate that it's there. And I appreciate that it's there. And more times than not now, since they have changed it over, I am eating at Pecos Bills over anything else because I think it's so good. So, I'm A-okay with them changing Pecos Bill over to the Mexican cuisine that they are serving.
Yes, 100%.
You can still get a burger, and you can get a burger at a few other places like Cosmic Rays. You can for sure get a burger or hot dogs or chicken nuggets or whatever that you want over there. So go over to Cosmic Rays.
Apparently, though, it's a taco burger because Brittany's saying that she feels bad because she kind of wants to try the monstrosity that is called the taco burger. So she's kind of guilting herself.
I mean, that is a little odd when you think about it. I mean, taco meat, so beef, that's, you know, flavored a little bit on top of a beef patty.
That's kind of good, though. I mean, like, yeah, it's kind of weird, but then it's like, it's oddly appealing. Like, it's pulling me in like a magnet. Like, come here, Mike.
Oh, Steve would order that in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? Beef on top of beef? I don't think you would see anything wrong with that. Oh, he just had a burger this weekend that had chorizo sausage on it.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you know. So, yeah, Steve's a burger aficionado, as they say. So. Yeah,
well, you know what? We've made it 30 minutes into the show, and nobody's mentioned Columbia Harbor House. So we don't lose our podcasting card. I'm going to mention that I would have the lobster roll over at Columbia Harbor House. That is a good meal. And, you know, again, at the top of the show, I mentioned environment counts. And I think the Columbia Harbor House has one of the best environments, along with Pinocchio's Village House, in a way. Also Cosmic Rays.
You got Sunny Eclipse.
Yeah. And I mean, also, I mean, you think about Pecos Bills. It does, you know, kind of feels like a dungeon, you know, or, you know, like an old fort.
Yeah.
So, you know, good job, Disney. You don't just have white castles, like I said at the top of the show. So, way to go. All right, so let's do this exercise because we've already kind of hit Animal Kingdom, but let's go. This one's going to be a little bit tougher. Let's head to the studios.
No. Can I choose none of the above?
No, yes. You got to pick one.
One of those restaurants.
Here we go. You got the ABC Commissary, Backlot Express, Cantina Eddie's, Fairfax Fair, Catalina. You're right. I don't have my iPhone out with my glasses and I can't see.
Flashlight.
Men and Bill's Dockside Diner, Pizza Rizzo, Rosie's All American Cafe, Starring Rolls. Well, that's gone now. Let's see. And the Trolley Car Cafe and Sunshine Day Cafe. I don't even know what that is. What am I missing?
It's the Sunshine Day Cafe. It used to be named something else and they changed it. So
is it one of those stands over by Indiana Jones or something?
Yeah. No, it's one of the stands over by Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror. It changed names. I think it was Toluca Legs, if I remember right.
That makes sense because it's not on here. Why are they doing this to us? Okay, so we're going to make you go last. I'm taking Backlot Express because they have chicken and waffles, and it's got a great seating area. You can sit inside. You can sit outside. If you sit outside, you can watch the Jedi Training Academy going on or the Trials of the Temple. They have that burger there. It is I don't know what it's called. It's like the Force Burger. It's like black. I mean, it's weird looking. Is it black or is it? I think it is black.
I think it's black.
I don't want my intestines changing colors. You know, like that's tempting fate. So I'm not eating that, but I'm going to have the chicken and waffles. But they also, again, they have kind of neat little desserts. They only have two or three, but they have like parfaits. They always have like the Darth Vader cupcake, which I got one time because I had a credit for one and it was good. So I'm going Backlot Express. So, Pam, where are you going? That's off the board.
Golly. I'm really struggling with this because, seriously, most of the time if we're not eating, sit down, we go to the Brown Derby Lounge, which is not quick service or table service. It just is a lounge, and it has good food. If I have to eat at one of these places, I guess I'll go to Men and Bill's. And they have nachos, so I can get that, and it will be okay. I mean... they also have hot dogs. I'm not really a big hot dog fan, but for those who like them, they have them topped with like pulled pork and coleslaw or a chili cheese hot dog. They also have a pork slider, which is a choice there too. So that's good. They usually have some kind of milkshake that's available at Men and Bill's. So I think that that's a good choice there too. And it just has kind of outdoor seating. So not really, you know, much you can do there, but you can, if you hang out around there and you don't have to be close to the fireworks, you can kind of see them around the edge. You know, there's kind of decent seating for the fireworks. If you don't care about seeing the projections, you just want to see what's going on up in the sky, you could sit there at Men and Bill's and be able to see that. But, you know, again, if truth be told, I'm not eating here. So.
Nice. Doesn't Men in Bills, I think they have like either a hot dog that's like inside of a pretzel or it's inside of something. Like it's, or something's inside the hot dog. Is it a pretzel with a hot dog on the inside, I think?
Yeah.
Either there's something inside a hot dog or a hot dog's inside of something. I know that it sounded kind of interesting. Again, I don't know. It's like the taco on top of the burger, the hot dog inside of a pretzel or something. That sounds interesting. I'll have to do research. All right, Ricky, so now you got the tough call. Backlot's gone. Men in Bills is gone. Where are you going?
Can I not choose? No, I'm going to go table service. Nope, I seriously, you can pay about as much for a good meal at, 50s primetime or, even for goodness sakes, even I would rather do sci-fi dine-in than I would rather do any of these counter service restaurants. So
what about Pizza Rizzo? You used to like Pizza Planet. You used to like Pizza Planet. What about Pizza Rizzo?
I do like Pizza Planet. And if I was going to name something, it would be Pizza Rizzo. Like if I was going to name something, but I don't like, that's only because I like to go there, not because I think it's the best option. It's the best option out of all of the junk options. But I mean, seriously, I would rather eat table service at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Like they really, when they open up Star Wars, like I know they're going to have to I know they're going to step up their game there, but seriously, you guys have got to step up your game at Disney's Hollywood Studios with food, because you closed Starring Roles, which was actually decent, and then you closed Rider Stop, and like you've taken out everything decent. Sorry. Frustration moment.
Apparently, man. Okay, so we won't bring this up again. Holy cow.
You went down the rabbit hole on this one. Yeah.
Well, Kelly's saying to get the fried green tomato salad over at a sandwich over at Rosie's. I've never had that, but I think that's really popular in the South, I think. The fried green tomato thing. Never had it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big tomato guy.
Yeah, it's good.
Is it good?
I love fried green tomato. Well, I haven't had it there, but they used to have it at Disneyland, and it was a good sandwich, so.
All right, so let's go one sleeper pick real quick on the way out here because we're running a little long. I'm going to say, and this is just kind of a generality, but don't discount the quick service meals at both Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach. They have some good options. I can't remember. It's been quite a while since I've been to the water parks, but I was relatively surprised with how vast the menu was at both of those because we used to go every summer. We go to both, and it wasn't just chicken nuggets and burgers. There were like two or three other things I was like, man, they have that at a water park. That's pretty impressive. So you can get a good meal at either Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach. So don't think you have to leave the park come lunchtime to go get something. They have some pretty good options there. All right. So Pam, give us one more sleeper for the quick service locations for the dining plan.
So I'm going to go ahead and go back to the resorts because there really are some great choices at the resorts. And this has been one of my favorites for a long time. And it's the Contempo Cafe. And again, this is just a monorail ride away from the Magic Kingdom. But they have some great choices in terms of their lunch and dinner menu. First of all, my favorite, and this has been my favorite for a long time, is there's a hot turkey sandwich, which is really good. They've changed it over the years. It used to have apple and apple butter on it, but now they've changed it to have, it still has the apple, but it also has a tomato and cranberry aioli, and it also includes bacon. So I think they went with the notion that everything's better with bacon. So they put that on there, and it's still really a good sandwich. but they also have, chicken Alfredo pasta. They have a beef pot roast. They have a sustainable catch. They have a half roasted chicken. They have lots of flatbreads, including a Caprese flatbread and a blackened chicken flatbread. And again, they have salads to order. They give a bunch of different types that you can order. They have a peasant salad, which has a lot of different vegetables and blue cheese crumbles on it. They have a barbecue chicken cob. Again, great choice. They also have a braised beef grilled cheese, which this has pot braised shredded beef, and it's there with on a grilled cheese. So, that sounds pretty good. They have a burger here as well, and they have a Wagyu beef slider duo, which again, that's pretty upscale for a quick service location. So Love these choices. They also have some fantastic desserts, desserts that you sometimes only see there. A while back, I had a peanut butter pie that was at the Contempo Grill that was really seriously good. So, I mean, you know, it takes peanut butter and pie. Those are like two fantastic things and puts them together. So loved it. But they always seem to have some really unique things to have there for dessert, too. So that's a great location.
Great. Now I got to go up to Dairy Queen and get the Guardians of the Galaxy Blizzard, which is like kind of like that.
Good.
Oh, it is real good. I know. I had one the other night. That thing is really good. Oh, man. The one last month was really good, too. That Reese's Extreme. Oh, you're killing us. Talking desserts. Anyways, we're helping out Dairy Queen. Give us a call. We'll hook you up with the sponsorship. All right. One last sleeper pick, Ricky, and then we're getting out of here.
So I am going to go with Landscape of Flavors at Art of Animation. Again, I think that they have some really unique flavors here. Lots of different things, but they also have stuff, you know, that Paige would like. So they have, you know, the chicken fingers and stuff like that. So she's safe. They have hamburgers too, I'm sure, but, you know, she doesn't want to eat those.
Nope.
So, so I would definitely choose Landscape of Flavors. I think that that's it's off the beaten path again. But I think that they have some really great options, and it's served on real, you know, forks. You have real forks and knives and plates and stuff like that, which is always good.
That is, you know, have you ever seen those places that have like the silver plastic, like,
yes, plastic it's freaky.
It is. It's like, is that real or not? That's not right. It should have to be like white or black. It shouldn't be able to be like, you know, chrome silver looking like it's real. That's fake.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, here's where the fun starts. And this is where it happened last weekend. Drop by the Facebook group, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give your one or two picks for your best value for the counter service meals, the quick service on the Disney dining plan. And we'll all help each other plan better Disney vacations. And I can't wait to put some of your suggestions to use here in about 60 days down at Walt Disney World. Today's show, of course, brought to you by the great agents over at the Magic for Less. So the next time you're headed to a Disney destination, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line, work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. Just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free no obligation quote, and an agent will get back to you right away, and you're going to be planning the next Disney vacation, having a great time. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. So when you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Please do give us a follow on the social media. We love talking with you, interacting with you. So we're on Twitter and Facebook, or Twitter and Instagram at Be Our Guest Mike. And of course, Facebook is facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And while you're doing some shopping this weekend, please do go through our Amazon affiliate link. That's at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And we appreciate that so very much. All right. Until we get back together on Monday for another awesome trip report, we're going to cut you loose and hope that you have a great weekend. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a super weekend. But whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.